opening statement from Coach, and then we'll take questions.
You know, it was kind of a obviously interesting game. I mean, with SEMO, first of all, they did a great job. They had kids coming in here and really played extremely hard. They were very smart. Coach not really had them set up well because they inverted so many things against us. They had a spread, and so the guys who are usually guarding the ball screens were the guys, in other words, the ball handler was guarding the screener, and the screener's men were guarding the ball handlers because they'd like to screen Rob Lowe. So Jordan Arjett is the helper, which is totally inverted in basketball. And so they did that because they had five guards. And so that made some difficult matchups for us, and certainly Bradley got away from us probably the whole game, but certainly in the first game, our first half. I thought our guys came out, played well, and then they went zone, and we had some good shots, but we probably shot a little quick at times. We kind of like, we'll shoot after one pass, we'll shoot after two. We want 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, whatever. We want them all. We just don't want 1-1-1 or 2-2-2 or 8-8-8. You can't be effective that way. And sometimes I thought we got a little bit of a rut in there with that situation. And, you know, college bet, you got to kind of, at times it looked like we wanted to score 10 points at one time on one possession, and you can't have that mentality. And so I thought second half our kids did a great job of it's one possession, just kind of grind it out from that standpoint. So that was good. You always got to make a few adjustments in terms of all, not just coaches, but players. And I thought they did a good job with that. Anybody got a question?
In the second half, more of a case, like we saw last year and I guess most of the time, where the defense got going and that's what got the offense.
Yeah, we tried to put a little bit more pressure on them. We probably got a little, we knew they were going to spread us out, but we didn't want to get way extended, and we probably played a little bit off too much at times. Mm-hmm. There's a fine line of getting too far stretched and keeping your pressure on, so it's a balancing act with that, but we did a little bit better with that, what you said, second half.
The case with, you get a team like that, which has got so many guards in such an unusual situation, it just takes a while to get used to it, to figure out how to...
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've never had Rob Lowe guarding the ball and getting screened. And then Jordan Arjett or Mike McCall or Austin Bloom defended that. I mean, you don't see that. I mean, that because people don't have five guards. Mm-hmm. So that was unique. Mm-hmm.
Grandy got stuff done inside, both offensively and defensively, getting rebounds.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Grandy is a kid that obviously he loves to play basketball, and he's really got a lot of energy. And to his credit, last year we put him in because of his energy. Whenever it was, January, middle of January, whenever that was, and he was very conservative offensively, very conservative, and he was very, very smart about that. Mm-hmm. He was very smart, and so, but he can do some things. So sometimes he does a little too much, but that's good because he's growing with those things and doing a lot of positive things from an offensive standpoint. So he's a fun kid to coach.
Jim, your take on the officiating tonight, not that it was good or bad, but just there's been a lot made of how the rules are going to be called differently this year. What did you notice tonight?
I didn't notice anything too much. I didn't know it was anything different than any other game.
Were you expecting there? Did the flow of the game early on, especially with the fouls and whatnot, is that about how you were expecting, or are you expecting there to be more?
Do they call us a lot
more
of
calls?
I don't know.
No, I thought that it went smoother than what I was anticipating.
You know, we looked that up. Someone came in and said they were checking that with other games that were going on across the country. Did anyone start playing last night?
No. No,
just today?
Yeah.
But some games that maybe they're playing in the Bahamas, I don't know where they're playing, but different time zones. But they checked that, one of our coaches, and said it looked like it was pretty normal in terms of it wasn't less than 45 fouls. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
It's good. I mean, I think the players, they'll adjust. They'll adjust.
I think you guys only had two in like the first 12 minutes or so. Just for the freshman got some time at the end. Obviously, it's a game's kind of wide open by then, but how Tanner and Mike look?
Good, good. They did good. They did good. You know, it's, again, you know, probably especially for Tanner, I mean, you're playing five guards, they still have five guards in there, so that was interesting, but they had boys in there. All the freshmen, Reggie's dinged up and he couldn't get in there, but all those guys, I think they're doing extremely well as freshmen. And so, just part of the process, and they're good. They got good attitudes, work hard, keep getting better. Mm-hmm.
What's it been like for Austin Groom to kind of adjust to this type of offense? It looks like when he gets in there, he's 110% or 110 miles per hour the whole time. Kind of opposite of the pace that we normally see on the offense.
Yeah, he's doing well. You know, we played an exhibition, and then we had a scrimmage, and we kind of felt that he made it a little bit more like Randy. He was being a little bit too conservative, and that, in your heart, that's a good thing, because they're just trying to fit in. They want to make sure that they're, you know, not messing things up. But Austin's a kid that we think that should, and we've told him to be a little bit more aggressive with things, and because we think he can do some things. So it's good to see.
Seniors are so important, you know, piece of leadership. And at one point in the second half, they had 27 to 31 points. I mean, you know, how important is it for those guys to kind of get rolling and set an example for the rest of the squad?
Well, I think seniors are always good. They've invested the most. They've had the most practices, the most games. They have the most knowledge. Our guys do a good job passing that knowledge to the younger guys, and not only lead by passing the knowledge, but passing what they see. I mean, people catch more what they see than what they hear. And so they've done a good job with that. They've done a really good job with that. And we've had 3 years of good older guys doing that.
All right.
All right, guys, have a good one. Thanks.